Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hey there, Emmanuel Faith. It's Pastor Seth here. Today we're going to be talking about training versus trying. I'm going to be reading Daniel 6, verse 10. Now when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room where the windows opened towards Jerusalem. Three times a day he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before. As I've been watching my beloved Padres this past year and dreaming of what the future that might be, I'm always struck and reminded of probably the greatest Padre of my early childhood, Tony Gwynn. Now, I don't need to go into all the statistics, but one of my favorites is that Tony Gwynn, over the course of his career, had 45 four-hit games and only 34 games where he had two strikeouts or more. Tony was incredible at making contact with the baseball, even when it was coming at 100 miles an hour. So, what made Tony Gwynn so special as a hitter? Well, it all started with preparation and training. He was famous for spending countless hours in the batting cage working on his swing mechanics and studying film. Without training and preparation, it is impossible to do something as difficult as hitting a baseball with any type of consistency. As we see in the life of Daniel, if we want to respond in faith to the curveballs that life loves to throw at us, it requires training and preparation. When Daniel hears about the decree that had been published, his first response was to go and pray, giving thanks to God just as he had always done. Daniel responds in faith to the challenge life had thrown at him. How do you generally respond to a crisis? Is your first response like Daniel's, being grateful and seeking the Lord for comfort? If we want to be prepared for the game, it requires us to train. So what is training? Training is the intentional engagement of practices and habits that move us towards godliness. It is wholly different than trying to achieve something with our existing skills, knowledge, and structures. It's not simply picking up a bat, it's spending the hours of consistent, sustained effort moving in the same direction, towards God. As Paul reminds Timothy, train yourself to be godly, for physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things. That's 1 Timothy 4, 7-8. So, how do we train? It's the practices like prayer. And I would encourage you to make sure to see Monday's devotional on some tips for fixed hour prayer. And it's consistent devotion to the scriptures that build our relationship with God and help us move towards Jesus. The more we move towards Jesus and build our relationship with Jesus, the more we will find ourselves living, responding, and running to Jesus when life throws us a curveball. Thank you so much for listening today. We'll see you guys again, same time, same place tomorrow.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.